from the Career Opportunities Archives. Economic downturns, this time on Career Opportunities. Helping to build the career you deserve. This is Career Opportunities for July 11th, 2008. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Are you interested in online video, podcasting, and other forms of new media? Join me over at New Media Interchange at newmediainterchange.com. New Media Interchange is dedicated to bringing new media and traditional media together. newmediainterchange.com. Today's show, take care of yourself first during economic downturns. Whatever indicators you use, it seems clear that the U.S. economy is slowing down. Some even say stalling. Whenever the economy slows down, it can put tremendous burdens on us all as we're driven to work longer hours with fewer people, along with suffering the stress of ongoing layoffs, reduction in hours, and more. Looking back on previous downturns, I see that taking care of yourself, physically, emotionally, and economically, becomes extremely important. If you don't, you can find yourself adding personal problems to the economic ones you already face. Every economic downturn brings a host of layoffs over a wide variety of businesses. Even if you survive a layoff at your company, the added stress of trying to be more productive, with fewer people, can leave everyone feeling a bit shell-shocked. Worse still, excessive overtime can leave you feeling physically and emotionally drained. This is an open door for colds, flu, and other ailments that sap your productivity just when you need it most. In order to protect your own health and well-being, you must watch your environment carefully and act quickly to prevent becoming just another statistic. If you're asked, perhaps required, to put in overtime, try to keep it below a certain threshold. You can't work 80 hours a week for months on end and remain productive. If you don't limit your work hours, your body or your mind will simply do it for you. You'll wake up one morning unable to rise from your bed, no matter how pressing your deadlines might be. If excessive overtime is becoming a regular occurrence, start looking for a new job. Excessive overtime is a sure sign that your company is in trouble. They're trying to survive by cutting costs to the bone without realizing that they're destroying their staff in the process. Riding a sinking ship to the bottom holds no nobility. It only destroys your morale, self-confidence, and possibly your health. In these events, you must do what's best for you. Look and plan carefully. If a new position presents itself, make sure you take the time to investigate it. You might feel too tired or too depressed, but this is exactly the time when you need to look for new opportunities. Don't allow a bad situation to prevent you from moving on with your career. Your emotions can take a beating during an economic downturn too. Most importantly, don't let anyone make you believe that the company's problems are your fault. I've seen executives and managers try to shame their employees into higher productivity. The fact is, though, that it's usually these executives and managers who are the most to blame for the company's troubles. It seems ludicrous to lay the blame on their employees who are already suffering more from economic problems. Emotional abuse in all its forms is another red flag that should send you looking for new opportunities. Finally, protecting yourself economically during a downturn is critical. If you're suffering under mandatory overtime, make sure that that extra money is going into the bank or other investments. While any of us might be tempted to buy that new TV, car, or computer with this extra money, now is not the time. No one is ever sure how their company will fare during an economic downturn, and you need to protect yourself against the possibility that you'll be out of a job in a week, a month, a year. Build your nest egg now. In a few months, if and when the economic outlook brightens, you'll be able to make your purchase outright instead of having to finance it. If the economy continues downward, you'll be able to easily survive any troubles that might come your way. When it comes to your career in the economy, protect yourself as much as possible. Don't assume that others are looking out for your best interest. Remember, your employer will do what's best for them, even if it happens to be the worst for you. In most cases, they aren't doing this out of spite, but rather they're doing it out of a desperate attempt to survive. For whatever reason, though, it's up to you to protect what you've created and what you've earned. Otherwise, a troubled economy might just destroy your career. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. You can find links to Career Opportunities, all my social media accounts, and everything else that I do at douglasewelch.com. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career and any questions you might have. Contact me at career@welchwright.com, post to our social media pages, add a comment on the website, or call our reader listener line at 818-804-5049. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, please subscribe to the blog and podcast, join our mailing list, and share links with your friends, family, and professional contacts. Each one of these helps to spread the word about Career Opportunities to others. Thanks for listening, and please join me for the next episode of Career Opportunities.